I really feel that the most of you listeners out there at the moment should go out and buy a lottery ticket. And it's only because of this one reason. And that's simply because I'm live today. I think that's pretty good because my guest today, she's live after me. So now you know, you don't know who it is at all now. But anyway, of course you do. It's the beautiful Raven. And her and I, we are going to dive deep into, God only knows. Apparently there's a library called Andromeda. I don't know where that comes from. But we are going to talk a lot about, what Raven and I, we talk about. We are going to pick one of her rabbit holes and we're going to jump straight into that one. And, so she's going to be on in a little bit. It's going to be fun. But yeah, normally sometimes it's easier to do a pre-recorded show because I have guests on. And instead of having them locked in at a certain time because they're from all over the world, it's easier to have them pre-recorded. And oftentimes it's more interesting to listen to what they have to say than me yakking around here. So because they often are very special and have a lot of knowledge and have traveled the world. Well, I don't know if they've traveled the world, but they have a lot of knowledge and they at least have written a book, which I have yet to done. It's coming. It is coming. And that book is coming. It is basically half done. And it is called right now, working title, 21 Days to Transformation. But it seems like that has been done like a gazillion times. So I probably have to get a little bit more creative on that one. So if you and now that we are talking about creativity, I would really love for you guys to join me over at Instagram, Wellness Beyond Intuition, at Wellness Beyond Intuition, because I'm sort of redesigning everything that I'm doing and creating this little bubble of a world where at the moment what I'm posting over there are channeled messages from the gatekeepers, channeled messages from the Sea of Valhalla, and of course we got Intuition Weekend with tips for the for using your intuition. So there's so much going on there, and here on the new moon next week, you'll have for each zodiac sign, you will have messages from the gatekeepers as well for each zodiac sign, and then I'm this new website that I'm working on right now because I apparently have a very picky eye. It must be the one that I had a detached retinal in, but it's taking a little bit more time than I thought because what I want to implement there are that would be the new moon meditations that I'm implementing. And the new moon meditations are basically where, if you know this whole idea that when a bunch of people meditate at the same time all over the world, then that then it's supposed to really have a powerful positive impact. So that would happen on the new moon because that's a good place to start something new. And that would happen on the new moon every month, exactly the time when it hits the new moon, wherever you are in your zone, wherever you are in your time zone. And that means that there will be a and they're going to be guided meditations recorded by a lot of wonderful people that I know. Just 10, 15 minutes that you just need to hit the button and listen to it. So that's going to be implemented. Then afterwards, of course, they're going to be available to listen to after that. But it would be so, in my mind, I have this vision of the whole world tuning in for that those 10, 15 minutes just to meditate together to this guided meditation. But we'll see how many people I can get on board to that. But anyway, now I have shared it. And now that I've done that, I can ask Serena, if you would love to play my intro music. Oh my God, I feel like I've been away from you for so long. I must be like a puppy, you know, dogs, you know, you seriously, the way they act every time you come back after you've been out, it could just be maybe 3 minutes and they're all happy to see you, or it could be like 3 hours. They don't care. That's me right now. I felt like I haven't talked to you in ages. I'm so happy. I'm jumping up and down now. Actually, Raven, she is throwing me a bone right now, one of those really healthy milk bones. So I have to go and dig it down out in the backyard here very soon. So Raven may have to take over the whole radio show here. Hi, listening to Oliver here on 1-2 Radio, and it is Wednesday, January the 22nd. And yes, I have my wonderful friend Raven on. And Raven, I hear that you you were on your way to see me. So are you here?
Yes, I'm right here. Hello.
Welcome to Oliver.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy that you're here. So which rabbit hole are we picking today?
Well, I thought I'd let you pick. I'm prepared for just about anything. You know, I'm always game for an adventure.
All right. So there's a couple of topics that I sort of pulled out of the ether. No, actually, I pulled them out of the internet, actually. But that is kind of the ether, I suppose. So there's one here. This is all like I tried not to steer too much into the conspiracy theory, because I have a feeling you and I be very good at that, doing that without actually having been told to do it. So,
right.
So I just thought I'll give you sort of the rundown of what we can talk about today. And it is live again out there, everybody, all you wonderful people. It is live today. And I do want to wave at all of you and say hi. Thank you for joining me. And I'm going to see if I can say hi to you all at one point in the chat room. Raven will also see you say hi. You will, right?
Raven?
Yeah. Okay, good. And then, of course, if you're not in the chat room, you can find it by going to 12radio.com. Up in the left-hand corner, there is a button that says chat. Click on that. It'll take you to Facebook, where our chat room is. And then you can interact with us. It's going to be sort of a little bit more personal and intimate. But these topics, Raven, I got like five topics here, okay? So I'll see which one catches your ear, your eye, your feelings, maybe your cats start meowing. So that would be a good indicator. Anyway, so we got the first one here, NASA's UFO report. NASA recently released a report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, aiming to shift the conversation from sensationalism to science. They emphasize the need for advanced scientific techniques and reducing the stigma around those aircrafts. That sounds boring.
NASA. Do you know what that stands for? I have an acronym for NASA.
Okay, tell me.
Never a straight answer.
Well, did you just hear what I wrote?
Yes.
What they wrote?
They've got all the they've got so much information.
Well, of course they do. It's just that if you have too much of that information, yeah, you don't live to see another day.
That just pushes all my buttons right out of the gate.
Well, we don't want you to leave it just yet, so should we put that one on ice?
Let's hear them all. Yeah.
Okay. There are five of them, so we'll see if we can get through them, and then we can choose one of them. Okay, two. Pentagon, seriously, you're going to go crazy. Pentagon's UFO reporting form. The Pentagon has launched a new website for reporting UFO sightings, aiming to gather information on alleged government activity related to UAPs since 1945. I'm actually falling asleep here.
Do you know how many times they have set up one of these reporting agencies?
It's like a gazillion times.
Yeah. So now they want another one, huh?
Yeah, well, because apparently they got plenty. Apparently they got plenty of money, and you know, the rainforest is not dying.
Yeah.
It's probably on the net. It's probably not, you know, paper, but it's like, you know, it was in the old days. Now it's just on the internet. All right. So should we just skate over that one too?
Okay,
well,
let me hear.
Okay, let's go. Okay, so the number three here is mysterious drones in New Jersey. The FBI is investigating mysterious drone sightings in New Jersey that have unnerved residents. Authorities are trying to determine the source of these drones. I feel like I have pulled you into the worst nightmare of them all. FBI now. First we had NASA, and then we had the Pentagon. Now we have the FBI.
We have the FBI. I know. What's next? The CIA?
Let me see. Oh, no, that's going to be probably everyone's favorite here. Number four, Elon Musk recently claimed that aliens could be wandering around Earth right now, sparking a lot of online discussion.
Yeah,
that's kind of now we're getting nearer to where I feel that we could sort of jump into that playing field.
Oh, sure. We could jump into all of them, really.
Yeah, but we also need to stay awake, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Stay awake, that's for sure.
You're like the enthusiasm that comes out of you. That is like a hot summer day in Urabayat. Anyway, number five, new images of Mars. Scientists have released new images showing the most detailed view of a Mars city to date, which could fuel theories about life on other planets. It seems like we've all been there before many, 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 many times. So I don't have any more.
Okay, that's plenty. Let's say this about Mars. And see, that's why Elon is so excited. Did you see any footage of his speech about Mars?
Yeah, he's very excited about going to Mars.
Yeah, he's been obsessed with that for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know he has. And I mean, a lot of people, they have their own theory saying, you know, oftentimes that why spend so much time trying to get off the planet instead of fixing our planet, you know? And I mean, I see some truth to that.
I've heard, to hear him talk, he's like, you know, eventually we're going to run out of, you know, fossil fuels or whatever, you know, eventually, you know, our star is going to die. We're going to need to move on.
Yeah, we were talking about 3 million years from now.
Yeah, about 3 million years from now, let's worry about that. But there's much what seems a little bit closer to home and more realistic would be a breakaway civilization.
Yeah, that's true. What I also heard, like, they basically, that was the, was it Hubble or Hubble's new brother, that they took really clear photographs. That was in Copenhagen, the Round Tower. Their telescope there, their observatory. They took really clear images of Andromeda, our neighboring galaxy. Fantastic.
It was
really so cool to see because the first time I actually spotted Andromeda was the first time I was up on my dear friend Howard's boat sailing up on Georgian Bay here up north in Ontario here, just outside Toronto. Well, it's not really, it's like 2 hours away, so it's not really outside. But I was on the boat at night, and the first time I was there, we were standing there with our binoculars, and then Howard said, "Do you see those points up there? And then a little bit to the right?" I said, "Yeah." "A little dust cloud?" I said, "Yeah, that's Andromeda, our neighboring galaxy." It floored me. Mm-hmm. I will never forget it. I was like, wow. And the crazy thing is like the Milky Way, you know, with 500 million stars inside of it, if it's not more, and planets and everything else. And people will try and tell us that we are alone in the universe.
Yeah, I know. It's preposterous. It really, when you look out there at the night sky and see all of that, I mean, there's just no way that there is other life out there. And others would contend, you know, that aliens have been here all along and they never left.
That's true. Yeah.
Every culture talks about these people that came from the sky.
Yeah. You look at the, I think we've actually discussed that on one of our shows, the old paintings that they did and the old sculptures and so on and so forth. You always see like a star element. And oftentimes these ancient people are wearing sort of gear that looks very much like the space outfits that we are wearing today.
Yeah. And those can't all be forgeries, you know.
No, not if it's hanging on a wall in Sumerian, in a Sumerian cave, you know. I don't think that would be a little going that extra yard to, you know, really try to just pull a prank.
Yeah. I mean, every culture, even the Chinese, the Japanese, I can't pronounce it. I was going to say her name. But anyway, they all talk about, you know, how that's how they learned civilization. That's how they became civilized. That's how they learned language and building and animal husbandry and agriculture and medicines and things like that. Each culture has their own twist on that.
Uh-huh.
But basically, the root of the story is the same anywhere you go.
Anywhere you go, yeah, absolutely. And if you talk about the same story that repeats itself, the pyramids around the world.
Oh yeah, they're everywhere.
They may not look like the same pyramids, but they're built out from the same principle.
If you pyramids in Mexico.
I went to the ones outside. I went to the ones outside of Mexico City, and I saw the temple of the moon and the temple of the sun. Yeah,
right. They're the same base dimensions as the ones in Egypt.
Wow, that I did not know, because we didn't have a guide when I went there. It was right after COVID, or right in the middle of COVID. So
I don't believe in coincidence, but that is not a coincidence. Yeah. I think that that whole complex there looks like landing pads for spacecraft. Because they just kind of cut off the top of the pyramid, you know.
Wow. Yeah. Well. I wouldn't believe. I'd say, hey, we also saw Stargate, the first one that was really good, by the way, with Kurt Russell. That movie, because I didn't expect anything, and I went. I believe I was in Israel at the time when it came out, and I went to the movie theaters and saw it. I'd heard nothing about it, but I was totally blown away by that movie. That was really good.
Oh, see, and guess what? I was just reading this weekend that the whole reason that we went into Iraq was to steal some of the scrolls about a Stargate, that there's a Stargate.
We are going there. We are going there because I totally believe it. I don't care if people call it a conspiracy theory or anything. They usually only call that to shut us very clever people up. us people who think for ourselves. They just try to shut us up. You are such a conspiracy theorist. I said, yeah, and I'm very proud of it.
and there is science to back that up.
Yeah.
Albert Einstein worked it all out.
Yeah.
It was a peer-reviewed paper. How they call it, you know, a wormhole, traveling through wormholes.
See, I often thought about wormholes. That's just bad. Wormholes. Traveling through them, if they actually are our connection towards different dimensions and parallel universes.
Yeah, and different planets. And so the Ankh in the Egyptian iconography that kind of looks like a crucifix, but it's got
top.
Okay.
I have one hanging on my wall.
That is what was needed to be able to travel the stargates, because that instrument was a piece of technology, and it raised your vibration to a certain frequency, because you have to be a certain frequency in order to travel through the wormholes or through the stargates.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I find it so interesting. I did hear another article I read this week about the whole thing, about traveling and the universe and people. And that was when Area 51, you know, when back in, was it 45, 46 or 52? I can't remember when that UFO fell down. When they said it was a weather balloon.
The Roswell, New Mexico crash.
That was the one, the Roswell crash. Apparently, they did capture one of the
47, I think.
Yeah, they did capture some aliens there, apparently. And so they have some hidden footage that I saw played the other day. It could be deep fake. You know, you never know these days.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah. And this particular alien, as he said, you know, he looked like one of the grays, right?
Yeah.
But he said that he came from the future, and he used to look like us. He came from Earth.
Mm-hmm.
He actually traveled back. So I was like, if that's the way, is that what we are developing into? I'm so sorry, but I'm not going to be part of that. I mean, seriously, I'm going to lose my blonde hair, my Danish heritage, and my blue eyes. I'm like, no, sorry, I'm not trading in that to look like a gray alien. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, mixing technology with the body.
Yeah.
Like
which is interesting, because a lot of these abductions are all about how they're doing medical treatments on these humans that are.
It's all about reproduction.
Yeah. Reproduction. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they lost their ability to reproduce.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah. They also got so much technology in them that it decreased emotions. They looked at their emotions as a weakness. And so
that one I didn't hear.
They went to test tube reproduction, or, you know, growing the fetus in a vat, like a hanging tube thing, with all these tubes coming out of them. I think there's something similar to that a scene in The Matrix.
Yeah.
They went to like test tube babies exclusively.
Yeah.
By killing the emotion, and they also killed, they went with telepathy only. So there's nothing but silence, and everyone's speaking telepathically, and no emotion, and they ran into some snags here doing these test tube babies after a while. And so they were coming back, and they're getting genetic material, like, okay, we goofed. That was not the right way to go. And then, you know, when you see things like the Neuralink, Ray Kurzweil, Google, I mean, to hear him talk scares me to death. It's like this dystopian society that they're all excited about trying to bring into our reality here.
They're already trying right now with digitalized everything and messing with our foods, our natural foods, by injecting them with all kinds of things that we don't know if it's even safe for human consumption.
It isn't safe. The rise in Crohn's disease, for example, is just astronomical. And the autism in children, we're eating the product of genetically modified organisms that have a built-in pesticide. And that pesticide accumulates in our guts.
Mm.
And it causes leaky gut and Crohn's disease and all kinds of digestive problems. And they're not as nutritious as what Mother Nature provides. And there's an alarming situation with the seeds. Because you can only take a genetically modified plant. Well, most of them don't have seeds. But they only produce one time, and then they don't produce seeds. So you have to keep going back to Monsanto or whoever. I probably shouldn't have said that word. I might get you flagged. To these people
on 1-2 Radio? It's not censored, sweetheart.
Well, moving on. I'll tell you some stuff. I got in some trouble.
Okay.
Person's listening to 1-2 Radio for saying something, so I'll just try to.
Okay. Yeah. No worries. I was just making a Danish joke, and sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're not.
Like, if you have a what Mother Nature provides, we can take the seeds out of an apple, you know, and grow an apple tree from that. You can't do that with a genetically modified apple.
You can't. That's true.
I had one on my desk. I bought it at Walmart, and I didn't even think about going organic. I was just in a hurry. I saw it look good, and I sat it there, and it wasn't quite ripe yet, so I let it sit there for a couple of days. And then it got to where it sat there too long. I never did eat it. But here's the weird thing. This is like in July. It's hot. It's icky out. There's, you know, flies. There's everything. That thing looked as fresh as it was the day I bought it after 3 weeks. No bugs would even touch it. Now that is like, it was like.
Yeah, that should really say a lot about the food we eat today, you know.
Oh my God, thank God I didn't eat that thing.
Well, remember, you know, it reminds me of this Saturday Night Live sketch with Kristen Wiig and what's the other one? It's almost as good as pizza. And this pizza comes alive and runs away. But it's like, yeah, but it's true, you know, like, but anyway, the food that they're serving us today, that you buy in the supermarket. I mean, see, I love reading labels, right? So I can spend 2 hours in the supermarket and see what's on there. And I don't buy it if it's anything, because I have an app that tells what the different things are and what health risks there are. So if it's in it, I put it away. I remember when soy milk and almond milk became very, very popular, and I didn't pay attention to it. I just bought it because, a healthy alternative to milk, you know. And then eventually I learned about Carrageenan, and I was like, oh, that's really bad for you. So thank God I had my app, and I start looking. All these milks and ice cream were full of Carrageenan, and it causes inflammation in your intestines, and it's so bad for you.
Yeah, well, what do you think about the lab grown meat?
That's terrible. And then have you heard about our our dear friend Bill Gates, you know, who now is injecting things into dairy milk and cows and everything else called Bovaer.
Yep.
It's huge in Denmark. There's a, Arla, which is a very famous Danish dairy company, and you can buy their products all over the world. Use it in Denmark. It's hilarious because Danes, they know how to vote with their money, right? So they just didn't buy it. They had to reduce their price on cream, cooking cream, right? With something, what was it like $3 or something. It was so cheap. They basically threw it at people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did one year with the French wines because France was doing nuclear testing. And in order to punish France, Danes stopped buying French wines. And I can tell you, when Danes stop buying your wine, you might as well close down business.
Yeah.
Because they drink so much wine. But I'm telling you, these vineyards, they were really hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So don't come and say we don't have power if there's something that we don't like. We do have power if we all come together and say, no, we're not going to put up with this.
Yes, yes. And it's just a matter of awareness. What is this app that you're using? Can you put that app in the...
There are tons of them. Just go to your Play Store and you might find one that's better than the one I'm using. Go in and additives in food, and it'll pop up, and you'll see different ones that you can choose from. And then when you go to so they pretty much built the same. So you go in, and then you see what is dioxide. What was it called? The bad one. Anyway, there's so many bad things in there. So you see a word you can't pronounce. Which
yeah,
I can't,
usually.
Well, right now, yeah, exactly. I just proved the point. Well,
usually,
I couldn't remember. And I couldn't remember it. Sodium oxide or something like that. But I couldn't remember it. So anyway, so you just look it up and it'll give you a grade. The one I have has red, orange, and green. So obviously we stay with the green ones, right? So so and it also has the European description. Those are E numbers.
Okay.
It's different than from over here where they actually write the name.
Banned some stuff there in Europe that they will not import from America anymore because of the GMOs.
Well, if you go to Europe and you buy, let's say, Kellogg's cornflakes there, you know, it'll have three lines about what's in it. And if you buy it in the U.S., it has a whole novel on there.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. Yeah, it is. There's money in keeping people sick. I hate to say it.
Oh, yeah, there is. That's the whole scam of Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Keeping people sick.
And it's I know sometimes I do get unpopular when I say those things, but I mean, it's just, I always say when people, if I get an argument like that, I go, follow the money. Just follow the money. And then you'll see it, you know, and then you can either, you know.
They make far too much money off like cancer, diabetes, top two, I think, and heart disease. Okay, here's something. If you don't have an app or your phone with you to the grocery store, you know, here's something fun to do to pick out your fruits and vegetables. Take a pendulum with you.
Oh.
And just watch the strange looks that you'll get.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Well,
oh my God, next time I'm going to bring my crystal ball and I'm going to hold the package up in front of the crystal ball.
The pendulum is awesome. And the pendulum
and then I'm going to be wearing my Merlin hat too.
There you go.
With horns, because I am Viking, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. Merlin hat with the horns.
Yeah. Because I lived in Mexico, I'm going to be wearing a poncho.
You look great.
It's going to be quite the eyesight.
You'll be quite the spectacle indeed.
It's hilarious. Anyway, sweetheart, it's 9:30. Should we say hi to those wonderful people in the chat room?
Yes, let's do.
Let's give them all a shout out because I do appreciate all you guys showing up here every week. It feels incredible to being supported like that and have you guys listening in. And sometimes I hope you get something out of it. Sometimes maybe not, but then at least hopefully you got a little entertained. Raven and I, we love to entertain. Next time we have our big one, that's Valentine's Day, right?
Yes, we do.
That's a big one. So yeah, the big one's coming up soon. Today was just sort of like a spur of the moment. You know, I don't know if you saw my banner that I put up, but kind of cute, those two little aliens. I have to say so myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's say hi to people. Pamela. Yes. Pamela is there. Hi, Pamela.
And Renee is there. Hi, Renee.
And Terry.
And Tara.
And Tara, she had a very good, she gave the name for a app called Yuka Yuka, Yuka app.
Okay, cool.
To check in the food. Yeah, so she posted one. Thank you, Tara. That was, ask and you shall receive. But not from the guy who mentioned it. You work for it all by yourself, so. Anyway, thank you. That's hilarious, actually. And Rachel. Did we say hi to Rachel?
Hi, Rachel. Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel is there. And I think that's what we have in the chat room right now.
Yeah. I'm scrolling down. Yeah, I think so. Yuka app, yeah.
Ever get to conclusion of anything? Or are we just being NASA all over again?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, NASA... It's especially irritating. They had a representative from NASA at the latest, the last hearing before Congress for this disclosure. I am so tired of hearing the word disclosure and getting nothing.
Yeah, me too.
I mean,
yeah, and I used to follow Stephen Greer a lot. I saw him here in Toronto, and I read one of his books a long time ago. And he is full of information. He pretty much says the same thing all over again, you know.
Yeah,
and he does take people on
it, like every 5 years. He repackages it and then puts it out there
And resell it.
And then
he takes people to the desert, and now we've all seen aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very expensive to go on one of those. I think they're called.
I honestly don't mind him because, you know, it's one of those things where I say, you know what? At least somebody out there is speaking up, you know?
Yeah, and but he's some light also on very aligned with the Rockefellers. And I believe he's the spokesperson for the Rockefellers, and they're wanting to have a very controlled narrative here. So he's told
what
he can't.
They want a very controlled narrative about everything that goes on in the world.
Well, knowledge is power, plain and simple. And these people have more money than God. They don't need any more money.
That's why. Okay. Well, see, that's the whole point. You know, when you get so wealthy at a point where you don't know what to do with your life, you get bored and then you come up with your next scheme and, hey, let's control humanity. Because we're bored.
Well, they've had some plans in place for a long time.
So, Oh, yeah. They're not in a hurry.
Wernher von Braun, who ended up being at NASA, he came over in Project Paperclip.
That's right. Wasn't that the Chariots of the Gods? Chariot of the Gods?
That was Eric von Däniken that wrote that.
Oh, Däniken. Okay, yeah, okay.
Wernher von Braun was a Nazi. He was head of the science department over there. They were working on...
That's right, because after the Second World War, U.S. brought all these Nazis over.
Yes, these German soldiers, and we put them out there in the desert away from the public, and that's how we developed the nuclear bomb.
Wow.
Isn't they already had it in the works, and if we wouldn't have intercepted... you know, and stopped Germany when we did, it could be a whole different story right now.
That's insane.
Yeah, they brought them over here to finish work on the nuclear bomb.
That's simply insane. Okay, yeah, I've heard that actually. But see, this is why I love you, Raven, because you are really well versed in all of these things. You read a little bit more about it than I do. I do follow up on it. I do check it out because I do love that stuff too, like you do. That's why we're going to have a TV show eventually.
Yeah. So Wernher von Braun said that they had help. And at the point that he says this on camera, he takes his finger and he's pointing up at the sky.
Ah, okay.
We had
well, the interesting thing is, so I'd like to really stir the pot here and cause waves. So do you think we ever went to the moon?
You know, I really don't know. Now, if you would have asked me that question 6 months ago, I would have said, sure, why are you asking me such a goofy question? But there has been much brought up about this. So two things about this whole moon thing.
Yeah.
First, I heard that we did go to the moon, but they could not show any of the actual footage that they took on the original flight because it shows some of the ruins on the horizon. You see some buildings, glass type buildings that are in destroyed. That there were so many UFOs watching us land that they couldn't get them out of the picture. They couldn't successfully whitewash them out because it was kind of primitive. It's not like today where we've got Photoshop, you know. Yeah. And so what they did was they went out to Sedona, Arizona, and refilmed, like did a remaking of that they could then give to the public.
Yeah, and apparently Stanley Kubrick, he directed it.
I was just going to really say that. Stanley Kubrick was part of that. So that's the first thing I heard. I thought, well, that makes sense. I can accept that. But now they're saying that it didn't happen at all. It was just a ruse. And there's something very wrong when those astronauts exit that spacecraft.
I was going to say that too, yeah.
They look like their dog just got hit in the road.
No one of them, as far as I know, have mentioned it since.
Oh, I'm sure they were under very strict.
Yeah.
No kiss and tell on that. They look solemn. They've just supposedly accomplished the greatest feat for mankind.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd be jubilant.
Exactly.
I'm happy to get out of those closed quarters.
Well, it's interesting because my thing is always, you know, why can't we go there now with technology that is so much more improved? And then back then we had it was paper mache that they sent up there, you know.
Yeah, they said that our cell phones are smart.
Yeah. And then they had a regular, the good old dial phones, you know, where you actually had to dial the number, and they called space all the way up there, and we couldn't even call anybody across the country. I mean, it's just so you start calculating those things. It's like, I mean, but then again, you can even do one of your AIs, ChatGPT or whatever. They will then come in and tell you that, but back then, you know, it was more efficient in the sense of not heavy material. Today, they make really heavy materials and they're harder to send out into space. I'm like,
I tend to think that we did go and they just had to, you know, do a reenactment out in Sedona. Because there's something weird about this. There was a piece of jewelry that was custom made for the moon that was an olive branch made out of gold, 24 karat gold. And it had some pearls on it. And they sent that with the astronauts. Now, why do you suppose they would do something like that if they weren't anticipating seeing somebody up there?
Well, I don't know. Is the same thing as why the astronauts brought Christmas hats only to back in July when they were only going to be there for 3 weeks. And it turns out they can't come back and it just happened to go all the way to Christmas. So they took pictures of themselves with Christmas hats.
Well, that's weird because their code for seeing a UFO was Santa Claus, that they saw Santa Claus.
Are you kidding me. You're kidding me.
No, I've never heard about the Christmas hats.
Yeah. There was pictures of them. It was just before Christmas. They showed pictures and people were like, why would you plan for that? Could be it. Maybe that's why they brought them, actually. Maybe it was for as a joke, you know, they buy Santa Claus's hats and because people talk about UFOs, you know, so they just had them in. Maybe it's something among the astronauts. You know how there might be a little clique, and don't forget your Santa Claus hat in case we see a UFO, you know, and then it just happened to get stuck up there and all the way to Christmas. So, hey, it came in handy.
The moon is very unique because the moon, we never see the dark side of the moon. It's the only thing that does not rotate.
Well, because I heard it's actually not a planet. Well, it's a satellite, first of all, but it's actually a spaceship.
Yeah, because there are native tribes that talk about the time that they watched the moon get towed into position.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that too. Yeah. So my theory is then instead of we did go to the moon, but we just happened to run into some of those so-called aliens. That's not aliens. If they live on the moon, we are the aliens. They may have had contact with them, and it was not a very very good contact, and they were actually warned that if they ever come back again, they will attack Earth with their very advanced weapons, and we will be wiped out of the universe or the galaxy completely.
I heard that. However, the Japanese, it was either the Japanese or the Chinese went there. I don't think they touched down. They just did a flyby, but they did.
So typical Japanese, you know, they never touch down. I don't know. Sorry, I'm not racist. I promise.
They went through the dark side of the moon, and they were supposed to be releasing information, but that information never made it here to the States.
Oh, really? Okay.
And
I haven't heard that. I so haven't heard that. But that's interesting. See how well we do this, Raymond.
But there are so many amateur astronomers that have footage of craft making short little trips. They're picking up out of a crater and then going over a couple craters and then landing again.
All kinds
of stuff like this. There's a guy, if you can find this, still on the internet. It used to be available on Gaia. The name of the movie, it's a documentary. It's called Celestial.
Okay, and no, I haven't seen that one.
This guy he's an amateur astronomer in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Who filmed the moon as it truly is. And it's got color. There's like a beautiful taupes and grays. And there's lights in these craters.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Lit from within.
Yeah, but these craters are humongous. These craters are
humongous.
They're the size of Texas, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're lit from within.
Wow.
Now, some say there's a reptilian base on the dark side of the moon.
Well, see, the interesting thing is that this is what I find so interesting about living in the world that we live in and us humans being caught in these very antiquated space uniforms, you know, from the previous century, you know, called organic material, that the reason why we can breathe and live here. But I find it so interesting with everything that's coming out, you know, and but the most interesting thing, I think, is that people now are so much more on board with it. I mean, the first time I turned on the TV and they actually had a serious conversation about UFOs not here long ago, I was like, damn, the world is changing.
Oh, yes. Fast.
Fast. But that will, of course, be the next threat we're going to get. You know, there was he was a CIA agent. Have you heard this? I can't remember his name, but he predicted to a T all the threats that would be thrown at us up to aliens, just to keep us in fear. And so he predicted the Cold War, I think it was, and he also predicted then it would become terrorism. And then he predicted that it would be, he also predicted it would be a virus. He also predicted it would be, the climate would get the blame for it. And the last one is aliens.
Yeah, that's and Wernher von Braun talked about that,
Was it Wernher von Braun?
I don't know if he predicted all the other stuff, but I know that he talked about this alien invasion that was going to be a fake alien invasion using the holographic technology that we have already.
It's getting so good.
Yeah. And are you talking about Nostradamus?
No, it's not Nostradamus. No, he was alive. I believe he was a CIA frontman or manager or whatever, director.
It's like a playbook.
I'm gonna look that up. I didn't even know I was gonna talk about that today, because then I would have researched it before, so I could give the name.
Another guy that was in charge of the Masonic Lodge, who's the Grand Master of the Masonic Lodge. I can see his portrait. Okay, name. Come on, it's right there on the tip of my tongue. Okay. I'll Google him real fast. He has this, there was a book and there was a psychic that used to work with
okay.
him, a psychic lady. And a lot of these prophecies have echoed all the way back to the Sibylline prophecies in Rome.
Okay.
And they're very similar. It's almost like a retelling of the same set of events. It's very, very interesting. It's very creepy. It's almost like this creepy shit with the Simpsons. How the Simpsons are having like predictive, what do they call that? Predictive, help me out.
Yeah. It happens like when Trump became president the first time. They had already made an episode about it like 5 years prior or something like that.
Yes. Predictive text, I guess they call it, or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like the Illuminati playbook, where they have, and they're keeping to a script. This is going to happen. Then we're going to do this. Then we're going to do this. Then we're going to do this. And then we'll have total world domination at the end.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is going to drive me nuts. I'm trying to find him right now while we're talking. I know his name. Pike. Pike is the last name. Pike.
Okay.
He was around the turn of the century. And this book got out. It was very closely guarded within the Masonic Lodge.
Okay.
So they got a hold of it and then made some of this stuff public. Albert Pike is his name.
Okay. Huh. Okay, yeah. No, I just heard about that so often, you know, with like I always forget his name, and it's just here recently I saw a clip of it for a woman who worked with him, so, and she mentioned it again. So apparently we are in for aliens now.
We are in for aliens.
So the good news is, don't worry about another plague or another pandemic, okay? Next time is aliens, okay? So just so you know.
Have you ever seen anything so? Our world right now is so crazy.
It's literally like it's on high end drugs. That's filled with crack.
We are the insane asylum of the galaxy. We have to be.
We really are. Seriously,
well,
I swear.
There's that
little cartoon with. I think that they're sitting and watching TV, you know, and then they ask the baby to, or their young one to go to bed because he has to get out to school tomorrow. And you're like, oh, then I don't see the next episode of Earth. You know?
Yes. Oh, I'm sure we're entertaining in a sad, sick, sarcastic kind of way.
Yeah, no, it is hilarious that the what's going on. But you see, like, I mean, the most fun part is that. Well, I mean, I don't talk for all of us, well, including myself. You know, it's almost like we lost our capability to believe in anything anymore because, I mean, we're being bombarded with everything and nothing, and then we're being censored. So, what are we supposed to believe these days?
I don't know, because the AI has gotten so good they can fake just about anything.
I know. I made you run away from yourself. Okay. Remember the little clip I sent to you?
Yeah.
Where you ran away? I've got it posted in. I'm going to post it in. I did that in AI. I'm going to post it in the chat room so people can see. That's AI. That's how good I'm getting.
I mean, they can take anybody. They can take any scene they can create and then take that face off and superimpose somebody else's face over that and make it look. You know, it's you just can't believe your eyes anymore.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's,
you know, everybody's got a built-in bullshit meter, and fine-tuned.
Oh, here you are. Here you are. I'm sending it. It's going to be posted. There you go. I just posted it. That's you. I took your profile picture, one of them, and you're running away.
Oh. Okay.
It should be up soon. Yeah, it's hilarious. Like, I am having a blast with AI right now. But
yes, Okay, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because I would see the way that I'm looking at it, and I keep saying this, you know, you don't do yourself any favor by running away from it and say, no, I'm not going to touch it because it's dangerous, because it's here to stay. And so the sooner you find yourself on board of it, or start learning about it, the more power to you, in my opinion, because then you know what it's all about. You may even be able to recognize it when it is AI because you actually studied it. So that's what I'm doing right now. But I actually have a lot of fun with it, because I can tell you some of the things that I spent hours on in the past doing, right? You know, it doesn't take that long anymore.
Yeah.
And then people can say, oh, so you're cheating. I said, no, I'm not really cheating, because in reality, you can't just take what they do, because you then right away you can tell that it is something from a computer, right? So you have to give it your own spin. I'm telling you, it's so funny, that one with you running away, because your arms look kind of weird. They look like you don't really have arms.
Yeah.
It looks like spaghetti just flapping in the air. But at least you're running. You are running.
Oh my gosh, Terry Campbell has a really funny comment here in chat. She says, I'm rooting for the invasion. Anytime, like now, would be good.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, see, this is my take on, we have to say bye-bye soon. But this is my take on it, because it's your show next time, right after me. But this is my take on everything that goes on in the world right now. And people, they've been so up in the air. And understandably, I'm not making fun of that. But if you look at the world as it is, and the whole world, I mean, even in Denmark, then we go to the left, and when we've been there a couple of years, we go to the right, and when we've been there a couple of years, we go to the left, and when we've been there a couple of years, we go to the right, and when we've been there a couple of years, we go to the left. I mean, and then we have something to fight about. Oh my God, they're on the left now, and then they go back to the right. Then the right could fight. You know, I mean, it's like Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is. It is.
So I'm sitting here going, I mean, I don't know. We're still here so far. And God only knows that one day we're going to be away from here anyway, because that's the only thing that's for certain. We have a time step on our backs. And so I like, smile, take each today. What is it they say? You really only have the now, because yesterday was yesterday and you have no clue what's happening tomorrow. Well, of course, unless you call 1-2 listen, so then you'll know.
Yeah.
So
that was me. Are you thinking of Baba Vanga?
No, he's an American, and I believe he was a CIA director or something to that degree. I'm going to find the name, and I'm going to send it to you. And then maybe you can put it, don't worry about it. But then next week, we can talk about it sort of.
Why don't you just stay on it and come on my show? Let's just continue the conversation. We'll talk about
the news. All right. Well, that was new. So, yeah, it's new. I can quickly go in and fix the bet. No, I can't, but... I just got to go and quickly fix the banner, you know, and say, hey, now I'm also on Raven's show. Wow, see how spontaneous you and I we are?
Yeah. That's
we would have a good TV show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that.
I'm doing it with you. Yeah.
We will do it. We just sort of have our Capricorn's hooves together, and then we'll climb that mountain.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I want to just before we round it all up and move over to, so I'm coming to your place now.
Mm-hmm.
So before that, do you want me to bring anything? Tequila, wine?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I was just gonna say, yeah.
All right, I'll bring tequila.
Low on whiskey, so yeah, bring the tequila.
Bring the tequila. In Mexico, you can get a really good bottle of tequila for $4. So hey, there you go.
Oh.
I know, right? It's like, oh.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
Yeah. Your liver will not be happy. But it was wonderful having you on my show today. As always, we seem to, I don't know, effortlessly, seriously, you know, conquer a couple of rabbit holes there. And let's see if we can conquer a few more now when I come over to your show.
Yes, let's do.
And I just want to let everyone know I am over at 1-2-Listen daily. If you'd like a chat and a reading, and I was a little bit missing in action there for a moment because I was literally going through a terrible cold, but it's over now. And And yeah, so catch me over there and do go and check out all my fun stuff over at Wellness Beyond Intuition on Instagram and follow me over there. This is the easiest thing to do right now before the website come up. So thank you so much for being here. And I'll be with you in just 5 minutes again. And then I'll be with you next Wednesday as well. And Serena, I don't have anything from Cosmic Renewal today. So maybe just my intro song is also going to be my outro. Is that okay? Okay, right now.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.